completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show, the show where you get to turn your vibe on. Your V for your vision, your I for your intention, your B for your beliefs, and your E for your expectation. This is the show where you get to sustain your vibe. Now, you're listening to Valerie A. Campbell, just call me V. And today I want to talk about having that vibe. Now, when I wrote my book, it's entitled She's Got That Vibe. And it's on Amazon. It's available on Amazon. Two of the questions that I wanted to evoke in a woman's mind, or even that of a man's mind as well, is she's got that vibe. Who is she? And what is that vibe? Now, the she is the queen, okay? The she is the queen. So you could replace the she and say, queen's got that vibe. But then what vibe is that, okay? Now the vibe is an energy, a feeling that you feel when you're around a queen, the energy that a queen exudes. And I was recently listening to R.C. Blakes, and I've got to give it to the man. Like, I'm in London, and I've been given this task of this image of a queen. If you've listened to any of my previous shows, I spoke about this queen image that was given to me, that she was sitting on the throne, and there are steps leading to the throne, and you know, you have her admirers, so to speak, who want to win her hand, that are stepping up the throne, stepping up the steps. And the steps represent the levels of self-esteem that a man feels as he takes those steps towards his queen. And as she stays in a place of throneliness and her femininity and her alpha femaleness, she allows him to do that. Okay, she doesn't step into his world. She doesn't step from feminine energy, which is where the throne is, into masculine energy, therefore emasculating the man. Because when she actually does that, she then now actually loses her throne and walks down the steps. So in saying that, I'm hoping that I'm creating in your mind a visual image. And in her taking on a role that is not that of a queen, which is what an unconscious queen does, a queen who's not conscious that she's a queen, then becomes in pursuit of the man. And she does that through texting, calling him all the time, asking where is this relationship going, and basically causes the man to retreat. And most often than not, retreat out of the picture. And so she's not aware of why he actually does that. So God gave me that image a few years back, and I embraced it because I saw the truth in it. Okay, he also took me to a place where he showed me in the womb where it is the sperm that chases the egg, not the egg that chases the sperm. So even biologically speaking, we see where it is masculine energy within the sperm, okay, that chases feminine. Feminine does not pursue masculine. And recently I came across R.C. Blake. A lady sent it to me, and I thought, wow, this guy's seen this image as well. I'm not saying for myself, but God has placed it in his mind. And so I just want to share some of the tips that I've gleaned, or that reinforces that image that I got from God a few years ago. So, All women are queens, okay? Now, when God created us, he said that we're a masterpiece. He said that we are wonderfully made. And I choose to believe in how God sees me, not how man sees me. Because a man can ridicule you and he can diminish you. And when I say man, I'm talking about mankind, okay? But when you embrace how God sees you, it is a wonderful thing, okay? You get to walk in your queenliness. So even if you just say it now, I am a queen. I am a queen. I am a queen. How beautiful does that feel? Can you feel it? Can you feel the energy just from bathing in those words, I am a queen? And for men, you can say, I am a king. Okay, how does it feel to say, I am a king? I am a king. It's like your mind wants to step into that energy. Okay? So imagine walking around, even if it's just for a day, saying, I am a king, I am a queen. And allowing the energy of what that means to just exude from you. Then you exude a vibe. You exude an energy. And that is so sexy. Yeah? You exude a vibe. And I like that R.C. Blakes has an acronym for Queen. He says Queen stands for quintessential. What a lovely word, quintessential. And that is, you know, the classic or the ideal woman. Okay, quintessential. And U stands for ultimate presence. When a woman who is a queen, who has queen consciousness, walks into a room, okay, she exudes a vibe which gives her ultimate presence. And then we have the E. She has an excellent character, okay? So she has a high standard for herself. She has excellent character. The queen is empowered, okay? So she knows what time it is, okay, when it comes to all sorts of things, which I'll delve into a bit later. She's empowered. And the seven is no nonsense. The queen is no nonsense. Now, all women are queens, except the majority remain in a deep sleep. Okay, they're unconscious of their queenliness. And that's what I love about the Bible. It really, if you delve into it, it really allows a woman to see herself as God created her, as he intended her to be, as he purposed her to be. And I believe that unless you wake up to that fact, you will be lost and you will lose your usefulness. Okay? You will lose your usefulness. So all women are valuable. They're all high value women, but just like a coin, if it's lost in a room, you know, the coin hasn't lost its value, it's just lost its usefulness. So I'm part of the movement to allow queens to know who they are, to really embrace the beauty and the gift that God has given them, because no one can stand in your space. You are unique. You are a unique being. No one can stand in your space. So a queen, let's go into what that means. So a queen, she's a strong woman. You know who you are. You know what you can do. You know where you're going. You know who's on your side, who's got your back. You're educated, okay? You're wise. And when I say educated, it doesn't mean you have to have a degree or anything like that. It means that you've got wisdom. You're clued up. You've got a plan. You've got your money. Your money is right. You're not a Rapunzel in a tower that needs rescuing. You rescue yourself. I remember when I was younger and I used to read loads of fairy tales. And it was always most often about a damsel in distress that needed to be rescued by a prince. Okay. And Rapunzel, I love that story. The one with the long golden hair, and she let her hair out of the tower window, and the prince climbed up into the tower and rescued her. Well, what I'm saying is that you're not that Rapunzel in a tower that needs rescuing, that you can rescue yourself. Queens have no time for foolishness, holding grudges. They have no time to play, okay, with that kind of energy. That's why their energy is clear and strong. Okay, they have no time to play with a man who is not serious. A queen conscious woman never ignores a man's character. She doesn't look past the red flags. Now, women, when I say red flags, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When a man presents a red flag, you can feel it in your gut. Okay? But as women, we can look past the red flag. A queen never looks past a red flag when she identifies it. A queen knows that she is the prize. Okay, she is the prize. Again, think about the egg in the womb. Okay, when the sperm hits the egg, it is survival of the fittest. Okay, you can almost say like the sperm is in competition with the other sperm. And it's the survival of the fittest. The one that hits the egg, that penetrates the egg, he has won the prize. Okay? Queens know that she is the prize. Just embrace that for a moment. I am a queen. I am a prize. Doesn't that feel good? Now, queens know that if you have to push a man to a relationship, then you will have to push him through it. If you have to push a man to a relationship, then you will have to push him through it. So think again of that diagram. The queen is on her throne. So imagine she gets off her throne onto the steps that lead up to the throne, and she gets behind the man and she's pushing him up towards the throne. It just doesn't see. It's just not right, is it? Okay? So if you have to push a man to a relationship, push a man to claim you, come on now, then you're going to have to push him through it. Now, queens don't sell themselves to a man who cannot discern her value. So right now, you might have a man in your life who is so immature that he cannot recognize your value, and you're continually wasting time trying to sell yourself to this man. My advice to you is to kick him to the curb, okay? Queens do not sell themselves to a man who cannot discern her value. The Bible puts it this way: do not cast your pearls before swine. Okay, so listen, do not waste your time. Never trust a man without proving. Now, R.C. Blake says, never trust a man without verifying. I like that. Okay? I say never trust a man without proving who he is. The queen is not gullible. She verifies through questioning, observation, and time. And then she waits for the answers that only a king can answer. I love that. R.C. Blake's props for that. I love that. Questions reveals a man's character. So what does that tell you? It tells you that a queen is not gullible and that she's patient. She asks the right questions because she wants to identify if that man is a king. She waits and she observes and she questions and she allows the time for him to prove who he is. And then waits for the answers that only a king can answer. Just ponder on that for a moment. Love it. Now, queens never settle. Queens never settle for anything less than a king. They're not in a rush. They are not in a rush. They take the time to see if he is who he is projecting. You see, he has to earn her trust. Now, I'm sure you've met guys who have said they're this, they're that, they're this, and they project this wonderful image. But when you take the time to verify, to see if what he is projecting is true, then you find out that he's nothing like that at all. You see, a man can project himself to be a certain thing, and a woman will allow him to enter her life based on what he's projected. And when the man cannot produce the goods which are in line with what he's projected, okay, she's disappointed. And he gets upset and tells the woman that she's asking for too much or that she is nagging. Okay, first of all, a queen never nags. So men, stop projecting yourselves. Be who you are. Be the king. If you want to flex like a king, you are a king, then be the king. It's all about being. Queens do not commit to potential. They commit to production. Queens do not commit to potential. They commit to what a man is producing. You really need to go and listen to R.C. Blake's stuff. Amazing. A man can have potential, but if he doesn't have the character to turn the potential into production, then why are you wasting your time? If he doesn't have the character, you see, I remember reading something once where it was basically saying that talent is in abundance. Talent is in abundance. But if you don't have that determination and that follow through and that drive and that passion and that that intelligence to actually turn it into fruits, that potential into fruits, then what does it account for? Okay? So queens do not commit to potential. Okay? A man is valued because of what he has now. What is he producing? Show me what you have now, okay? And it's not because you need it. Remember, I said a queen has her money right. Is that you want a king in your life. You want someone who is on the same intellectual level as yourself. On the same level as yourself. Okay? Queens never finance a man. She doesn't pay for lunch. She doesn't pay for dinners. She doesn't buy a man's trousers. She doesn't treat him like he's her son. Okay? Queens never finance a man. That's a big one, right? That's not a king if you have to finance a man. Now, it's okay if, you know, if you're helping that man go through college. I say helping, I mean in terms of supporting your boss, maybe students, and you're helping each other. Do you remember that Tyler Perry movie? What was the first one? I Can Do Bad All By Myself. And the woman, well, she thought she had a king and she was the queen. And, you know, they were supporting each other. And then as soon as he got what he wanted, he just got rid of her. Okay? He just got rid of her. He didn't see her worth. He was pretending to see her worth. Do you remember that story? I Can Do Bad All By Myself. I'm sure that's what the movie's called. It's one of Tyler Perry's first movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Powerful, powerful movie. Now, a man's mindset must be that he takes care of his woman, that he is the provider. Queens have their own thing going on. They're pursuing their vision. But a man's mindset must be that he takes care of his woman. He is the provider. So her checkbook should not be in a relationship outside marriage. A queen's checkbook should not be in a relationship outside marriage. Queens do not cater to a man who has not dedicated himself to her. Queens do not cater to a man who has not dedicated himself to her. Queen conscious women are not required to submit to a man who has not dedicated himself to her in covenant. In other words, unless they're married, a queen is not required to submit to a man. I recently spoke to a guy at the gym and he said to me, and this is a Christian, women are meant to be submissive to men. In fact, a man has dominion over women. Now, that's a guy that doesn't know his scripture. So if you read Genesis 1 to 27, okay, woman was given as a gift to a man. And they were given both the authority to have dominion over the earth, to go forth and multiply. Okay? So we were both created, male and female, in God's image. We were given as a gift to a man. When someone gives you a gift, what do you do with it? Do you not then treasure it? So kings, look after your queens. Yeah, so queens, do not give themselves in submission to a man who has not dedicated himself to her in covenant. You don't give him wife privileges before he's brought you to the altar, like washing his clothes and cooking him dinner. No, you have to allow a man to make the move and then you make the move, okay? You allow him to lead. You don't move ahead of a man. You can have samples of that, okay? But you don't act or be the wife, the queen to a man who has not given himself to you in covenant, okay? Queens do not give themselves to a man who is an imposter. A man who is an imposter king. One who diminishes you and attempts to break you down. So when a real king does come along, you're no good to him. And for women that have been in these types of relationships, my last show was about narcissistic characters who look to break down the character of a person. You really need to come to a place of forgiveness in your heart, okay? Because remember, forgiveness actually locks you to the past. It's like a chain, like a padlock. You have to forgive that situation. Learn from it. Release that energy and move on. Because a woman with a broken queen consciousness is no good to a king. In fact, a king will not recognize you. Queens will accept a man who is a king in his own mind. Queens do not tolerate disrespect. In other words, the way a man speaks to her, the way the man treats her, the way a man will raise his voice or call her names or engages in cheating. Queens do not tolerate disrespect. Queens demand honor. Okay? Queens demand honor, respect. Because queens know that God gave women to a man as a gift. Therefore, he ought to treat her as such. Recognize that a good woman, a queen, is a gift in his life. You see, queens know what they bring to the table. And if a man dishonors the queen, she banishes him from her kingdom. Because a queen demands honor and she deserves respect. Queens focus on manifesting their full potential. They focus on the vision that God has blessed and entrusted her with. They focus on manifesting their full potential. And the queen knows that she is a unique being, that no one else can fit into her stilettos. No one else can fit into her shoes. So she doesn't tolerate any insecurities within herself. So you know, some women who are very beautiful can enter a room where a queen is standing. A queen will not be in competition with any other woman in the room. Okay, because she knows who she is. She is in a lane all by herself. Queens do not allow their minds and their hearts to be trash cans. They hold themselves in a place where they purge themselves. They do a spiritual detox because they know the importance of not holding on to negative energy. So they don't exude a negative vibe. Queens have positive vibes. That's why they have that ultimate presence. Okay? They do not exude negative vibes. They have ultimate presence. Queens dress intentionally. They dress the part to every occasion. You can't dress like a garden tool, which I won't mention, and expect to attract a king. Queens dress like a leader. Remember, your dress code is basically your billboard of who you are. Queens. Queens, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this stuff, right? Is it helping to maximize you? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful queens. And that's why queens don't settle for anything less than a king. They don't settle for weak men because they need someone who's on par with them. Queens are seasoned in their speech. So you won't find certain words being emitted from a queen's mouth. Okay? Queens use language to uplift an individual. They do not offend with their speech. And so if you feel offended when a queen is in your presence, then you have to check yourself, not the queen. Queens are in control of their emotions because a queen knows that if they are not in control of their emotions, then someone else is. Queens, there's so much I could tell you about queens. Queens are a student of how men think. When you think of boxers going into a ring, okay, they always check out who they're going to fight. I'm not saying a queen is going in with to fight, but even when you think of a game, this beautiful game of, say, for example, the World Cup has been on recently, again, you can see that they check out who they're going to be playing with, who they're going to parlay with. Okay, so queens need to understand how men think. When I wrote my book, She's Got the Vibe, the majority of my readers to date have been men. And I've said to them, why do you read my book? Because there's a section in there called The 10 Biggest Mistakes Women Make That Turn Men Off, which is the middle chapter. And men want to see, they say they're going in to verify that I have written the correct context in their eyes. But the 10 biggest mistakes were straight from the mouths of men. Okay, so they always laugh at the way perhaps that I've phrased it in the book. They say it's very humorous, but they say that it's spot on. And the reason why they do that is because they want to know. They're always studying. They always want to study their opponent, so to speak. They want to know how women's mind thinks. So as a queen, you know, you want to know how a man's mind is. What, you know, what makes him tick.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.